Does. So it's dropped off the face of the mat. You sent him a message, no?
Yeah.
So, hope he's okay. Okay. Started it, the thing? It's playing?
Yeah,
okay. So we're starting Siman Kuf Hei. Again, we did it that before the break, but now we just want to... And basically, we wanted... finish Tarobas, at least the amount that the Rav did, and then we'll go back to Pasuk Cholov. And I basically have given myself a lot of time in America. I'm staying through June because of you. Otherwise, I'd go to Israel at the end of May. But because I want you guys to finish it, so I'm going to stay. Okay. Kuf Hei. So now Kuf Hei is a very, very important siman in Hilchos Tarobas, because it goes through all the different types of tarobas. Well, there's the different types of cooking, basically, which can transfer flavor. And there's a number of different ways. Of course, the basic way is cooking, and it's called bishul. A lot of it is... the part of the study is to see how the different forms of bishul, whether it's cooking with liquid cooking, soups, shorins, things like that, with hot liquid in a pot on a stove, that's called bishul. Then you have what's called a tzli. Tzli means, it's usually translated frying, but that's a mistranslation. What would you say?
Roasting. It's dry.
Yeah, dry roasting. So no, forget about, we're not talking about frying. Frying involves oil, which is a liquid.
Right.
We're talking about without oil, solid foods being roasted or baked. No, so it's called tzli. So that's a second medium of transfer of cooking, obviously. It has its own rules for tarobas in terms of how and when it functions in terms of transferring the flavor. It's a different parameter than the tarobas of bishul, tarobas of hot liquid on the fire. This is tzli. It's a baking, roasting. Then you have things like you have something called kavush, where something is soaking in the liquid cold. It's not on the fire. Cold. What would you say that?
Pickling.
Yeah.
Or marinating.
Okay, that's a good translation. Marinating. Marinating is a good translation. So it's sitting in the liquid for 24 hours or less, depending also on the liquid. It could be, it's a very mild, neutral liquid, like plain water. What could be, it's a sour liquid, like a pickling solution, so that would be a difference. But it has, its own parameters in terms of tarobas. Then you have salting, melicha, where like a lot of salt is in one piece, and that touches another piece. And then, again, cold. So we're talking about tarobas, which are under conditions of no real heat. So in other words, what we're seeing when we go from to this level of tarobas, which is called blia bitzonein, things are transferring flavors in a cold situation. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. Shabbos, for sure, the law of bishul or tzli requires eish, some kind of heat. Yad soled despot, usually with a hat, it's hot enough for the hand to get burnt. To touch it, it's around 160 degrees. I think that's what they most poskim say for Leah of Aish. The water, the soup is 160 degrees, or the roasting or baking is taking place under conditions of 160 degrees. That would transfer flavor. But then you have Leah Bitzonein, which would be, let's say, Malicha, salting things together or kavush, marinating things together, that would be a bliya b'tzone. Then there's certain special cases of bliya b'tzone where you're shechting an animal and there's something in the knife. So even though it's not hot, it's not 100 degrees, but the Gemara says that that condition of the shechita with the knife will transfer something from the knife into the animal. If the knife happens not to be kosher, something will go into the animal's neck from the knife under those conditions. So that's a special case of a bliya b'tzone. It's called chom beis hashchita, the warmth of the shchita as it's taking place. Okay, so we're going to go through sif by sif by sif, this situation, that situation, and get to know the rules. Yes?
I guess with Malicha, so Malicha wouldn't be an
Isser
of cooking
official
Shabbos.
No, because it doesn't have the Yad, so that it doesn't have the 163. Shabbos has to be Chom of Yad Sevedas, otherwise it's not official.
But is it a separate
Isser
of Malicha?
It's a Rabbanon. The Rabbanon don't want to sort things on Shabbos. It's like, say, maybe it looks like you're fixing something. Okay, now we move, we're starting Kuf Hei. So Kuf Hei, Sif Aleph. Okay, there are 14 sifim, but these 14 sifim are like very, very important because like it's the aleph beis, brick and mortar situations of tarovas, of things sending flavors into one another. So the first would be, so he's starting with tzonim. It's interesting. Issa shenishra im hetek, me'es le'es b'tzonim mikvei kavush, harei u'kamamusha, v'nesa kulo. If you have something asur, let's say something not kosher meat, sitting in some mutter liquid, okay, sitting there for 24 hours, that's called kavush, that's called marinating, that has a din of bishul, and we say the flavor goes throughout. The flavor of that piece will go throughout the liquid. The flavor of the liquid will go throughout the piece. They'll transfer the flavors back and forth completely. It would be, say, basar b'chalav. You have a piece of meat sitting in milk, cold, for 24 hours. After the 24 hours are over, boom, the meat is full of milk, and the milk now is full of meat flavor. But what's very interesting is that 1 second before 24 hours is zero. So you see clearly that this is some halachic Zeris HaKosov. It's not, I can't imagine that this is chemistry, that something happens and it goes from zero to everything in a second. It doesn't make sense, chemistry.
That's it.
Chum have to come up with a definition. At what point does it happen? It said 24 hours, not a second less. Yes?
So I overheard you mentioning it, so I apologize. When we say cold, does that mean anything below Yad Soledad, or is there a warm type of middle ground that would make it
okay? Once in a blue moon they come up with a special warm situation, but basically usually it just means regular. Anything below Yad Soledas is called
right.
Cold.
And so this is a bidyevet case or even a chathila, presumably bidyevet.
What do you mean by bidyevet?
Meaning I can't soak a piece of meat in milk for a second and then take it out.
I don't know why not. Why would you want to do that? Unless you're using the milk to clean the meat, maybe?
And then either way, you still have to
wash off the meat. That's what he says, that if you do it for less than 24 hours, you must make a rinse, because clearly the liquid, the milk is on the meat, so therefore you have to rinse it off. But like everything else, you add some lettuce also. You say 160 degrees, it's bishul, and that the bishul sends the flavor throughout the pot. 159 degrees is zero. So that's just the way it is. The Gemara mentions this many times when it says, the kach shiru chachamim. The chachamim made shur, and they said it's an all or nothing measure. Kazayit, you get malchus, a fraction below kazaya to zero, could be completely mutter. Shabbos ends at 5:50. If you do malacha 5:49, chayiv kares. You do malacha 5:51, mutter. So the same thing with tarovas, right. It works that way also. Yes.
The thing with malacha is they're taking, I guess, like these process type of concepts, and halacha has to shape things into like either this or that. So I mean, I guess you can't be like it's a quasi. Meaning, if it's like this amount of, I guess because
it would be impossible. Otherwise, that's what Gemara says, Nasata Dvarecha L'Shu'urim. If you're not going to have this all or nothing benchmark, you're going to come up with Shi'urim with an infinite number of measures, and that's not going to work.
Silver slope.
Right. So it's going to create so much confusion that the Torah itself, I mean, is saying it's that we're going to say for all or nothing and different things. And it's a custom, basically, at that point. Since custom says this creates the tarogas, anything less than that is nothing. It's a custom, and it may taste the same, but halachically, it's not considered flavor. If the Torah says it didn't happen, it did not happen. So I remember when the Rav was learning these things, at some point in the year, he said, "Shouldn't we go sometime to a chemistry lab and see?" But that was just, I guess, at one point something came through his head. But generally, of course, the rub is halacha. And it's not mitziyut, it's not chemistry. It's based on chemistry, but that's the way it is. Okay, so this is a startling expression of this rule of halacha and shu'urim, that kavush is me'eis le'eis, anything less is zero hadacha. Okay, so now the Ramah picks up a special problem here. He says, "Kamakam dominan kavush." Okay, before we get into the Ramah, there's a very interesting taz. It brings up a very interesting point over here, and that is like this: could you do a kavush and not kosher kli? Let's say I have a pot which is not kosher. Okay, let's say this came trade. It's a basa b'chalav pot. Somehow I made basa b'chalav and it wound up in the walls of the pot. So I have this pot, I have to kosher it. You know, someone makes a mistake and puts a liquid into the pot and it's sitting there for 24 hours. So presumably after 24 hours, the flavor comes out of the pot into the liquid. But after 24 hours, flavor in a pot comes no same time, the gam, it becomes putrid. It's not considered flavor. So it turns out that really, because of this all or nothing benchmark, that the whole thing takes place at the end of 24 hours, when that flavor will come out of the pot into the liquid, it'll be a nice and time of gam, which is mutter, b'dievet. Once it happened, you're allowed to eat it. So there is no kavush in pots and pans, because pots and pans will be an eno ben yomo, will not be a fresh flavor. Pots and pans only have fresh flavor for 24 hours. If it goes more than 24 hours, the flavor becomes nothing.
But didn't we say that the water, if we put water in the pots, I guess it's only if we boil it, only if we add it.
Oh, yeah. If you cook it, we went through that. If you cook it, maybe it'll go in and out, and then those.
But that's only
if
you
start all over again. That's only if you heat, right? But if it's kavush, which is cold, nothing's going on for 24 hours. At the end of 24 hours, any flavor in the pot has become putrid. It's nothing. So therefore, there's no problem of kavush with pots. That's important. Taz, he says over here in Os Aleph. Yes.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Wait, so I guess Rabbi's saying that, I guess by definition, if you have a pot which has bouillon in it, and something that's elsewhere, so by definition, if you put the heter in that's cold at a later time, then before the 24 hour mark is hit, the pot's gonna, I guess, run out of
a flavor. Right. Since I have a fleshy pot, I just cooked meat and I washed the pot, whatever. So it's a flashing pot, and someone makes a mistake and fills it up with milk. And it's sitting in the refrigerator with milk for 24 hours. At the end of the 24 hours, can I drink the milk? I can't, because whatever flavor came out from the pot took 24 hours. By the time it comes out from the meat flavor, that flavor is pagan. My milk is kosher.
But the second that the flavor becomes pagan is the second that the flavor goes into the milk, which makes it okay.
That's the way it works. Right. Yeah.
Is the pot that now... That it
now the pot has a double absorption. It has the meat which came in, and it has now the milk which came in. So you have to kosher the pot.
See, but now the meat flavor is notes and tongue is gone anyways.
Right, but still, once it came in at the beginning, was shvat. That's a zeh drabanan that you have to kosher the pot.
The pot will be trafe.
Pot will be trafe. The milk will be kosher. Yeah.
I was actually wondering this question last week around this game. Imagine they had these little lodges where you could eat lunch. So, and they're having water, but the cups they had for the water stations were plastic cups. So they didn't need to be totaled, so that issue wasn't there. I was wondering if there was a suffix that there could be, I was thinking like, oh, there could be blue on them because you never know.
Right, so now you've got the solution that the blue will not, if it's cold, if you're using those cups for cold.
Yeah, if I'm just taking water.
That's fine.
But if I took like hot chocolate, it
would be a problem because it could come out schwach, come out the flavor still fresh.
But okay. If you wait 24 hours,
then it's okay.
I took a paper cup just in case. I had to like find one.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, now we start the remark. Kamakam daminan kavush kemavushal. When you do say the kavush kemavushal, okay. Okay, so when you do say kavush kemavushal, Fulamach Shachutz Lukvisha Asur, the idea Kvisha Shalamata, the Fapea Lamala. This is a very big Kiddush. Kamo. Kamo Bishul. Yesh Makilan Bamesha Bachutz. Okay, so the rule is like this. When things are cooking with heat, so let's say I have. I'm boiling milk. Let me stick a piece of meat into the milk, okay? And the meat's getting hot, and the milk is cooking it. So let's say the meat is sticking out of the milk. There's only a low level of milk in the pot, and the meat is so big that it sticks out. And not only do I say the milk goes through the section of meat which is submerged, it goes through the top, because that's the power of Bishul, that Bishul goes kulo, even to the chelik of, which is michutz, which is outside the rotem. What about kavush? Do I say this in the cold marinating thing that if something is 24 hours, so I have a pot of milk and we're soaking some meat in it, so after 24 hours the milk will go into the meat. So the bottom section, which is submerged, will definitely be now basar b'chol with rabbanon, because it's milk and meat together, cold. What about the top section of the meat? Does it get the flavor of the milk? So the first, the Rambam has two opinions. The first opinion says even the section which is outside of the liquid is asur, because mefapei lamal, it does go up spread, like Bishul. Some are makilim. Some say that this rule of spreading to the section outside was only said in heat, when you're cooking with hot liquid, not when you do a kavush.
What would be like a practical example of this?
You have some milk, and I'm soaking something in the milk, but it's only partially submerged. So it's the top section.
Oh, does it spread to the whole liquor? Okay.
First opinion of Moses says it does. Second opinion of Moses says it does not.
Which one do we hold on?
He says the Yesh Makilon. He says, then the next thing he says, suffer. Okay, so he says like this. Since we don't know, so now there's a very important remark. He says, suffer kavush asur milvad v'basim v'cholov das lina v'kula v'minatora eina asur v'akvav v'shul mamish. Let's say you have a case of a Celford coverage, like this case, where there's two opinions. Does the liquid go up out of the surface into the piece, which is external, which is outside? So some say yes, some say no. So he says it's a case of a Celford coverage. Now, if I'm dealing with some really trade thing, let's say the liquid turned out to be Stam Yain, okay, trade wine. So that would be, so let's say not trade wine, let's say I make it something really trade.
Don.
Blood, okay, good, perfect. So my meat is sitting in the blood. So if I eat the blood, it's in the Sederaisa. So the suffer, whether the blood is going to go up to the top outside into the part of the meat which is outside the blood, would be a suffix deraisa. So that would be a chumra. So I'll go a chumra. Because kavush is a din deraisa. So if I have a nisit deraisa and a suffix kavush deraisa, a suffix deraisa of a chumra. However, let's say it's basa b'cholov. The basa b'cholov that you would create, even in the worst case, would only be midrabana. Because it's not being cooked, the basa and cholov are mixing under conditions of tzone. So kavush, basa b'cholov, tzone, kavush, is only in the Siddur Rabbana. So if I have a Suffolk Kavush, Basa B'cholov, that'll be the Kula, the Suffolk Rabbana, the Kula.
And then a Basa B'cholov, which is Bishul, like what the Rebbe says later, is only when there's heat.
Yes.
Even though
it's Losa Vasher, the Deep
right.
B'cholov.
Even though we hold the Kibush is Bishul.
Yes, then only the Rabbana by Basa B'cholov.
Well, it's
very
Kim.
But
you're saying
Kavush
is
there about
the
blood?
Kim
of the
blood,
but
it's.
The
rice,
the damn, the blood,
it's
the rice. Actually,
it's the same
thing.
Why?
No. Because Kavush is a process which mixes things with the rice. But it doesn't cook with the rice. Bas B'chol only gets into existence. The rice says, Lo Sabashel, Kediba Chalei Vima. In other words, when Bas and Cholov mix, if they're cooked, that's the rice. If they're not cooked, just mixed without cooking, that's the Rabbana.
Oh, but eating a
so if you make basa b'cholov through kavush,
yeah,
it's a Rabbana, not the aveira to eat it because it never was cooked.
Yeah, it's a Rabbana type of cooking, but why would it be deraita for a regular
blood? If you have blood, you're soaking something in blood. Blood is in the sederaisa, and the process of kavush to get the blood into the piece that you're soaking, the metzeh piece of meat, for something. Steak is soaking in blood. The blood goes into the meat. It's going to kavush with the rice. So the meat. If I eat that meat now, I'm eating blood. I'm not allowed to listen to the rice. Kavush is a tarovus deraisa. Makes tarovus deraisa. Doesn't cook with the rice, but it does create tarovus deraisa.
Isn't the whole thing with tarovus that it has to be a cooked?
No. That's what I'm saying. There are tarovus deraisa which are not cooked.
Yes.
Basa b'cholov has to be cooked. Yeah.
Does the what's to say it's a chatifa? Does it become a chanan according to the Rama? And if so, it's interesting that it would be a chanan for kol yisurin that are not basa b'cholov.
Yeah, it's a chanan.
Even though chanan basa b'cholov is a
But it's still the end of the day, basa b'cholov in this case is only the Rabbana. In the worst case, it's only the Rabbana.
So we're saying the Rama is saying that any Isser Deraisa here, because we're not sure necessarily this. We know Kavush is Deraisa, but it's a topic whether or not it's considered to go up. So any Isser Deraisa, we would go to Chumra. But any Isser Derabanan, like Basra Chala, we would say that it's not really Kavush in this case, it's Tzavik.
Okay, that's important. Okay, now we move ahead. Sif. No, we're moving ahead. We're still not finished with Aleph. Okay, we turn the page. Vim hu kavush b'sofsa. Now, this is called pickling. So the first was marinating in a neutral kind of liquid, not sour or anything like that. If it's kavush b'sofsa tzir b'tol chometz, if it's kavush in something which is tzir. Now, tzir is something very salty. So it's a brine type of thing. Or betochomet, so it's a vinegar. So brine and vinegar have a much stronger impact in terms of marination, they work much quicker and stronger.
It's not just anything flavorful, it's specifically a salty water or a vinegar. It's like sharp.
He says salty or vinegar. Now, if you start getting other type sharp things,
like ketchup, it has a little bit of vinegar in there, but like it's
I would call ketchup kavush of chametz. Mayonnaise also has vinegar. I guess, you know, mustard probably also. Anything which has vinegar is going to be this level of kavush.
Yeah.
Where it's a vinegar marination is going, and it works much quicker. It's only 24 hours. That's the main point. That
right.
This happens really quick. It happens, I think, within a few minutes.
Right.
Within a few minutes, if you're marinating in vinegar, mustard.
Does like wine
ketchup fall
under chametz?
Wine, vinegar. I don't know. Plain wine, because of the alcohol, is that? I don't think so.
It's just, I feel like it's a very tricky.
It is, yes, I agree. It is, I do.
I am asking.
We'll read the Shach a little bit, okay? Let's just finish the Mechav and then we'll look at the Shach. Imu kavish besoch tzir betoch chometz, okay, if it's in a brine or a vinegar. If it's there long enough, if you put it on a fire, it'll get hot. That's called mevushal for this marination. Okay, so let's say it would take 2 minutes, 3 minutes to get hot on a fire. So we say the speed in which it works is the speed of getting something hot on a fire. So it's in about 3-4 minutes. Now that's another chiddush, that if it's even less than those, let's say 5 minutes, instantaneously you get a klipa.
Right,
a,
even 1 minute, right? Even
a second, it falls in there. The moment it touches.
That's a chiddush, that you get a klipa right
away.
Now, the
klipa we said was one thumb.
No, just that the
outer layer. No,
right, but... Atila is a thumb.
Oh, that's when we press against it.
Right, klipa is just a level of appeal, a thin level. And so that goes right away. Okay. Okay, look at the shach, just for a little bit. Beis. Yemu kovesh besoch tzio chometz veikam avushal dasa machabaka rosh. The chalik bein tzir v'shah devarim. The betzir lo b'inon sheyishem me'et let. The machmas v'sichas ha-melach da'i k'sheyishem k'dei sh'etnen ol'o v'yasa v'asiya. V'hishvet din chometz l'tzir. So the Rush is the one who came up with this idea that there's a super speed kavush and brine and vinegar. Other time I should cause the Beit Yosef is El Shono, Kavish Betzir, that's blind, cause of a rush beself play called a basa, the Shuro Kilo Nasno Allah or Kadesh Yasiach Yasta Liz Basho, Nich Bash Besoch at Seer Kishir Zen Nessa Gomash Besoch at Seer, Pachas Mashir Zel Nessa Kade Kri, the Maria Kare Kurusech Akan. Mesham nilmod shekavish bechometz shat shiyish kishia zayin nes lekadei klipa kam b'shono. Okay, so the Rush said it by tzir, by the very salty liquid. The Beit Yosef expanded it into vinegar. Talking about different kinds of liquids. Just I wanted to read the shaf. Okay, v'teima.
But even like the Rush was the first person to mention even the tzir.
Yes.
But the concept of kavush is founded in water.
Yes, right.
That seems so interesting.
Right. The tema.
The rush
came up with the chumrah of the salty solution, making a kavush within a few minutes. And then the Beit Yosef expanded from salty solutions to vinegar solutions.
Okay.
Okay. Now the Shach is not so happy with this expansion, because he says, "Matayim, this is a very, very big problem." That Rav Rosh Atzmo, because of the favors of the Beit Basel, the brothers Kochavim, the Chometz bin on Yom Sholem. There's a rush, not in Chulin, but there's a rush in the brothers Kochavim in the brothers Zara that says clearly that vinegar needs 24 hours. Review Beit Yosef, Bereish Simon Zeh, it's quoted by the Beit Yosef. Alavade lo domi chometz letzir. Don't compare, the Shach says, vinegar to brine, to salt. The tzir shanu osim b'shul koach ha-melech sheyesh bo, dai b'shir kadesh nenu l'esh v'atiyach, b'shum de muliach harei kuroteach. K'mavu b'rosh. The Gemara has an expression that salting is like heating it up. But the Gemara explains that salting things together creates a bliya. It says it uses maliach kuroteach. So the Rosh says, okay, so if it's roteach, so if it's a liquid, it'll go quick. Ma'ashenken b'chometz. However, in vinegar, there's no such a gemara. That vinegar has the power of heat. Gama mechab agufei kosa b'reisim in kuvdal. B'kech nofel l'sheicher o l'chometz b'tzonein v'shiru sholein im lo shor b'tochum met les mutar. Says the mechab himself, is paradoxically, in Reish Simon Kuf Dalid, says that something which falls into alcohol, sheikhor, or vinegar, and it's cold, you have 24 hours, it's mutter. So there's literally a paradox in the Machaber. Here he said, Kuf Dalid, you should take a look. Where is that? Kuf Dalid.
That's
a
mouse falling
in the beer. What's it called? The mouse, okay. We skipped that one. Yeah. The mouse. There's a mouse that tastes okay. Tastes good. And he says, I'm not full of Sheikh al-Khomets, but so name. And Moshav Adokha met less mutter with fish. Black and white. That needs 24 hours. So in Kuf Dalet, he's saying that vinegar doesn't do anything special. And Kufay, he says it does. He caught the Machaber with a paradox. I have no solution. It's all here.
But it's saying cooking, meaning you can't make a distinction between the two cases somehow. That over here, it's just talking about a transfer of taste from the chametz to the chometz without necessarily cooking.
Like they also talking about if a mouse falls into something.
No, but there is talking about actual cooking, in which case the chometz
does
not cook, no?
No, you can say what about cooking. Really, it says Nofal the Shecha or the Chometz Bitsone. It says it was cold.
So
it's Imlo Shah Batoch Met less mutter.
Right.
So you know the plane doesn't think about some other time, 5 minutes.
Right.
Doesn't have it for
the
stira. So he says sheikha and chometz over there is nothing. It's just back of the liquid.
Can you say though perhaps the difference? You say maybe that the thing is here we've been focusing on the thing that falls in to the tzir and removing the klipa of the thing that falls in. But the liquid is very strong, meaning we're not concerned by the liquid absorbing flavor because it's too strong, so it's forcing more flavor out.
That
it is absorbing in.
Oh, that's an interesting answer. That here, you're talking about that the liquid is what's not kosher, the liquid is blood or whatever.
Meaning then you have to cut off klipa of the pieces.
There, we're talking about
the
right.
Item, the
chatifa. A second. So what's not kosher by us, the liquid or the piece of meat?
The liquid is not kosher, and so therefore...
So the liquid is not kosher,
but it's giving
right.
off a stronger thing.
Right. And there in Kuf Dalet,
it's
the liquid is kosher, it's the thing which fell in which
yeah.
is not kosher.
And
so maybe that's the difference.
The liquid is giving out a stronger flavor. So
you're saying that if it's a vinegar, it only has a power in one direction.
Yeah.
That's a very big, interesting answer.
I mean, I know that's discussed in Mishnah, I don't know if that's how we pass about it.
Okay. Okay, maybe. Anyway, the Shach has a very big problem. He wants to say you can't expand it beyond salty liquids. Vinegars, he says, are not this super kavush. It doesn't have that. It's just a regular kavush, so it's very important for us because you could have problems with ketchup and sauces. Many sauces nowadays have vinegar. According to the Shach, vinegar is not an extra level of kavush. It's just a simple, plain, neutral kavush. It's 24 hours. So according to Shach, anything with ketchup would take 24 hours.
So, gross.
Yes.
Since
kavush with other isurim.
How salty does
seon
have to be?
How salty? Oh, that's a good question. Is it so salty that you wouldn't drink it by itself?
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Because
check.
If you actually look at the amount of salt in ketchup, you'd be very surprised. It's like disgusting.
Oh, okay. So then that would be seer then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So our case right here is if, let's say you have like a cup of vinegar and let's just say a bug falls in.
Right.
The whole vinegar is aser.
According to the crab, yeah.
So it would seem, I mean, I'm just trying to think of a practical case. If, like in a salad, if you pour vinaigrette on your salad and you find a bug in there, you can't just take out, you have to throw out the entire.
But bugs don't taste good, so bugs don't taste good.
Might be the gum, right. But it's a berya. Is that something that I.
What this would be to say, you put this vinegar on a salad and some, you put some cheese on it, and you took the cheese off. And now you want to use a salad with meat. So we'd say, well, if it's vinegar, it became milchik from the cheese right away.
Right.
Well, also, like, the question is, like, how would you say, let's say you just put vinegar in something, and then you took the vinegar off very quickly, right? How would you take off today klipa, you just, of the liquid?
Yeah, that's another issue, right?
Yeah.
Many people don't think there is a thin of klipa in liquids. That's a good point.
Right.
Yes.
The area would be. Would be butter if it's a gum?
No, only tam.
Well,
only flavors on butter if it's gum. Not real food.
Yes,
yeah, so like we've case before about like with a bug that falls
yeah,
in.
Bug.
You're not eating the bug. You're taking the bug out. You're wrong about the bug flavor.
The
but
that
flavor of
tom.
The bug is gum.
You had to have a good bug.
You get rid of the bug, but you're wrong about it because the bug was in vinegar.
Yeah,
the vinegar
yeah,
pulled out the
say,
flavor right away.
But if you know there's a bug that you can't find in a salad that has vinegar on it, then it would be also good.
Because of the bug.
Yeah.
Because a berry is not bought to even in 1,000 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's a problem with salads nowadays. If you find the three bugs, there's a major issue that there might be more bugs and it's not bought to. Right. That's why all you and the mashgiach. It's a very hard job today, mashgiach, because
say,
you're supposed to wash the lettuce again and again and again.
If a bug tastes bad in soup, enough that the tam causes it to become pagam.
The tam of the bug is always pagam.
Right, but as long
so
as the bug is there,
a
problem.
The bug itself is a problem,
right.
But without. Because the bug itself, the Torah makes us a TV, even if it is pagam. But the flavor coming out has a regular rule that pagam is mutter. Okay, so we took care of this problem of. Okay. Then, of course, he discusses the question of the pat, that if it's not ben yomo, it's going to be mutter and kavush. Okay, Shach says that if you soak a liquid in a pot, it's going to be okay at the end of the 24 hours because then the flavor comes out from the pot, which let's say presumably not kosher, it's going to be pagam after 24 hours in the pot. Okay, sif beis. Chom, now we're getting to regular bishul. It's funny that the Mechaber started with this, the special case of kavush, and now it goes to the regular. Okay. Chom shel kli rishon. Say, first level hot liquid. In other words, it's kli rishon. It was on a fire. Shehayad soledes bo, and it's hot enough to burn somebody's hand, which is, let's say, around 160. Mevashel ve'osakulo. That's regular bishul. Creates a bli of the kula, both directions, completely through the liquid and completely through the solid. Okay. And it's either on the fire or off the fire, but it's as long as it was on the fire and it's still the original pot, took it off the fire, it's still called kli rishon to have kula, bli of kula. Avochom shel kli sheni. Okay, we spoke about this. If it's a kli sheni, now it went from the pot into a plate, bowl. Einu mevashel. Shabbos is black and white. There is no vishel, so you can. There's no cooking in a soup bowl on Shabbos. But what about bliya? Yesh omrim shegam kein einu mafin v'lo maliya. Some say there's zero bliya in a kli sheni. Yesh omrim the mekom akum hu mafin mavliya v'osa kedei klipa. Some say it will create a very thin level of a peel level bliya. You should worry about this klipa, but the evan muta below klipa, badocha ba'al masagi. Okay, again, but the evan klisheni is zero. So, which is very important. In other words, if I have whether it's a milchik soup and a piece of meat gets in there and it's in a bowl, I can eat the soup. I take the piece of meat out, I can eat the soup because it's klisheni. Or vice versa, if you had some chicken soup and for some reason they put in a fleishig spoon, we wouldn't have to worry about it because he says klisheni doesn't do anything in a b'di'evet situation. Again, you see here again that there's nothing to do with chemistry. Because chemistry, the soup in the bowl could be boiling hot, it could be steaming hot. Still, the machabas paskin that there's no bliya whatsoever. But if it happened, then forget about it. Yes?
So we're saying that, like, pretty much when it goes into a klisheni, it's almost, but a little bit, we have a little bit more of a stringency that we seem to rely on. But b'di'avad, it is basically like sonein.
Right.
But because it's...
And it's even less than kavush. Less than kavush b'tzir.
Yeah.
That's what's strange. That vinegar is cold, but you say vinegar does create bliya. Klipa right away. And if you let it sit there for a few minutes, it'll go kulo. And he said that's a din d'oraisa. But meanwhile, klisheni, in the worst possible shita, is that it's klipa. And b'di'evet, we say it's zero. So that's one of the questions. This is the psak. Okay, this is...
Rabbi.
Yes.
If you have like a coffee machine, or I guess even like and how water comes from the machine and then it goes into a glass.
Coffee cup, that would be klisheni.
Klisheni. So then going back to my hashapa case, then it would only be only a klipa of the hot chocolate would be aser.
But the b'di'evet, once it happened, it's mutter.
Once it happened, what does it mean, b'di'evet? What's the b'di'evet?
It's in the case where you really can't take the klipa because you can't skin a peel off a liquid.
Yeah.
Hot chocolate.
So in that case, I would be, you wouldn't be allowed to have hot
drink
chocolate.
Drink it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, good. Okay, we talked about, actually, before the break, about Irui, pouring hot liquid from a kli rishon into the kli sheni, what that din is. Okay, I have every sheet possible. It could be it's kulo, could be it's klipa, could be it's nothing.
Okay. Just
to refresh it, Irui is pouring from the kli rishon into the bowl. I take my soup pot and I'm pouring it out. from the hot water
so
kettle.
It's like when it's in midair, like
midair, it hits.
It's
so
like
maybe
water.
When
but
it
it's
hits,
still connected to the
it's connected, right?
The
it's still connected.
Water.
The stream is the stream of hot water is or liquid is connected, and
to
then it
water.
Hits. So that point of contact. Vibes. Oh.
So coffee maker would be
as
you.
It would be in every case.
Right.
Yeah,
in between.
Oh, so would it be a cliche?
It's not a simple cliche, it's eerie.
So, for instance, if we take that, it would be, I mean, I guess...
Yeah, so you take this and you pour, let's say it would be boiling hot. I just took it off, so it's hot. And I pour it like this, that would be eerie. Now, at this point, it's already cliche because the eerie has stopped.
But if you were to, like, literally pour it and take it away so that it's in air by itself...
That would be already cliche.
That's already.
It's only eerie while it's connected. While, right.
Yeah, but
the minute you pull it back, somehow I pour it.
Yeah.
It's not connected. Anyway, I don't want to make my desk.
Well,
so,
it's like if you.
It's,
for how long? It's a classic case if you have the soup. If you have the soup nuts in there, meaning
right.
in the bowl first, if you're pulling it straight from a clean risho,
right,
you're putting
it anyway.
But you use the ladle, that's what people do.
Yeah, but let's say...
The ladle could create another in between.
But then it's the issue is, even still before it gets to the soup, you have an issue, and then, yeah, that's what I heard.
But the ladle is in between, so there's a machlokes whether the ladle actually creates another step in the process of...
If you turn off the flame, I guess... Is that a
clean
risho still?
Yes. As long as it's hot, yeah, it's a lettuce bro.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, next. Okay, so we did all the rules of Kriyisho, Krisheni, and Irui. Okay. Okay, now Gimel. Gimel, we're going to be talking about tzli, baking or roasting. Oh, 1 second. Yeah, not ready yet for that. Okay, no, just the opposite. We're still talking about cooking. Cooking with bishul, with liquids. Okay, now we're getting into a hot versus cold. This has something to do with the Irui problem. So, nafal isacham letochet acham the kli rishon. So, if something asa which is hot goes into something heta which is hot, and that's a kli rishon. Okay, so hot you're pouring hot milk into hot chicken soup. So that's going to be bishul kulo. Oh, afilu isit sonei letochet acham. Let's say you're pouring cold milk into hot chicken soup. So the bottom is hot, the top is cold. Hakol osu, the tatar gova alei. You say the bottom being hot, that's more powerful than the top. So when you have something on top going into something on the bottom, you want to know, is this cold or is this hot? If one of them is hot, one is cold, to Machlokes and the Gemara, we paskin like Shmuel, I believe, who says tatar gova, that the bottom item is what determines if it's hot or cold. Yes.
If we were to apply this to Bishon Shabbat, if we could, would we be saying that, let's say you have a really hot cup of coffee, let's just say it's over yad to let it go, then you wouldn't be able to pour water into it, correct?
That's cliche-ing, right?
Oh, right, this is talking about a kli rishon, right, okay.
Right, but it does apply to kli rishon. So if I have hot...
If you have a soup,
Rebbe. If you have a pot of hot soup.
You can't put anything in it, right?
You can't put anything into it on Shabbos because even though what you're putting in is cold, so but the bottom is hot, so the rule is that bishul and bliya, either or, is determined by the bottom, by the bottom food.
But in this case, where you have cold milk that falls into a hot heter, it says it's usher.
Yes, the bottom is hot.
Well, but the bottom is fine. The hot is...
No, it means that we base
it
on...
Oh, it's a problem. It's a problem.
The whole thing is problem.
But if it's a hot, so let's do the opposite. So let's say it's a
cold bottom.
Hot usher thing that's pouring into cold liquid. That's Heter. It would be Mutter?
Something hot also goes into...
Something cold, Mutter? It would be Mutter.
Then at the end of the day, it only does a Kadei Klipa, but if you can't do the Klipa, it's Mutter.
But on Shabbat, going back to the Shabbat, referring to the first case, if something hot, that's not an Isser, something hot, you put in a hot pot, Kli Rishon. But that's not cooking?
That is cooking.
Even though it itself is hot?
Hot with hot is cooking. Now, it could be his ain Bishlach and Bishlach already cooked before, you're not going to have a double Bishlach on Shabbos.
That lock.
Okay.
There's always
Bishlach on Shabbos. Unless itself right then there is over Yad Solidbo.
Right, if they're both
right,
hot, then there's nothing
then
going
on.
Then there's nothing going on. Yeah. Right.
Okay,
we'll stop here, guys.
It's the opposite of crazy nice.
Good.
Very lenient.
What should I label this year?
Like down.
Hey,
it is smart.